Okay. And just so I have it on record, could you tell me your name and how to spell it?
Joshua Dawson, Joshua, Dawson, Dawson.
And you're a physical education department teacher?
Yes.
And the new defensive coordinator for football?
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's mainly what this is about. Just can you tell me a little bit about the process for getting hired for that job?
The process was kind of was fast. I've been in the program for 2 years, going on my third season. So, Coach Perno and the Clark Center, they knew about how I work and my work ethic. So it was an opportunity that I always wanted.
Yeah.
Just didn't know when I was gonna get the opportunity. Didn't think it was gonna come this fast, but with Coach Jones leaving to go back home to Carrollton High School for an admin position, the opportunity came and Coach Perno presented to myself, and I only could just take it. It's been what I've been waiting on, so it was an easy decision, a very easy decision.
Yeah. You said you didn't think it would come that fast. Why didn't you think that?
I usually just. Just be coming from, you know, D-line, it's more of a process. They mostly want you to, you know, pretty much coach every position before you become a coordinator. But with my background, I was able to be able to coach a lot of positions in these past 2 years and then be around a bunch of guys. So I already had the knowledge that that we were looking for. So it was just when he gave me the opportunity, I had to jump on it.
Yeah.
Just because this is Clark Central, it's tradition.
Yeah.
It's so much tradition here, and they love football here. So I just wanted to, you know, when you get an opportunity to be a defensive coordinator at a school that loves football and has a tradition like Clark Central, you can't do nothing but jump on it.
Yeah, yeah. When you're talking about, like tradition, is that what sort of brought you to Clark Central in the first place?
I would definitely say so. You know, just you always heard about the old time Clark Central and you know, the national champion. So you know, I came from Tucker High School. That's what high school I went to. It kind of reminded me of Clark Central. So once I was trying to get back into the Athens area, an opportunity came for a school like this, a 5A team that plays great competition.
Yeah.
It was a no brainer. You always want to play, good competition, but you also want to be on a good team that has the talent and, you know, it has the Jimmy and Joe. So Clark Central always had that.
Yeah.
And it's always good football playing at Athens from high school all the way up to the college level. So, once this opportunity came at Clark Central, I had to try to get my foot in the door somehow, some way.
Oh, you good? Yeah. And you talked a little bit about your your background and how that prepared you. Can you tell me a little bit more about that background?
For high school, I went to a traditional high school that you know I was able to win two state championships my freshman and senior year. So being able to experience that and try to bring it to kids who never experienced that was something that it's always been a goal of mine. And I know, you know, just from my past 2 years, we've been knocking at the door of those, you know, to that next step, getting to that championship level. So I think that was a big part of just me trying to get cultured into this to this school, just to show God, you can do it. You know, we've been in third round Thanksgiving. It's like we've been right there knocking at the door. So it's finally, I think we're finally getting to the opportunity to just be able to knock down and finally kick down that door and just try to get to the big game, the biggest game of the season for sure.
Yeah. When you say you won two state championships, that was at Tucker High School?
Yes.
And what position did you play?
Defensive end and tied end. Yep. So, 2008 and 2012, my freshman year 2008 and then my senior year 2012. So just those experiences, and that's something I always remember. I tell anybody, I remember my high school memories more than I remember my UGA mm-hmm. and pro memories, just because it's so different. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in high school, you got teammates from different backgrounds. Some mm-hmm. never played football, some yeah. played football their whole life, some who just moved in, mm-hmm. you know, so it's special when you can win at the high school level, because everybody's goal is not the same. Yeah. Everybody doesn't want to go to college to play mm-hmm. football. They just want to do it to have fun in high school and be with their friends. So when you can get a group of teammates in it and for the one goal and from different backgrounds, it's something special. So that's something that's why I always gravitate towards high school football. It's different. I feel like it's more organic than college and mm-hmm. NFL, because it's passion. It's passion led. You don't get paid. Like, your players don't get paid. It's all passion. So, you know, for guys to sacrifice time and effort just to come out there and be with the buddy, it's something special. So, it's something that I always cherish for sure.
Yeah. What would you say the biggest thing it taught you was?
Sacrifice. Sacrifice, just because, like I said, people come from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. You never know what somebody's going through. Yeah. They might not have slept 1 hour the night before, but they still get up and come to school and come to practice, mm-hmm. and you know, and that sacrifice, you know. Some people might not have eaten, you know, mm-hmm. so I think high school sports in general just shows you how to sacrifice for the greater of your team. And that's special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In terms of, like, why specifically did you want to come to Clark Central to be their defensive coordinator? Like, what was...
I to be honest, it just reminds me of home. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of home. It reminds me, you know, I can see myself in a lot of these players, mm-hmm. you know. Young, just trying to make an impact. You know, try to chase in my goals. And I think for my past 2 years, I really just made a connection mm-hmm. and built relationship with guys it was the only place on my mind, mm-hmm. you know. I couldn't think of any other place that I wanted to start my first time being a defensive coordinator than here, just because these are the guys that I love and I know the sacrifice they've been making. You know, and the growth that I've seen over the past 2 years, why not start here, for sure.
Yeah. And I know you just said that high school is more important than UGA and pro, but can you tell me just a little bit about your experiences
for sure.
UGA and pro?
So just being able to, I was blessed to be able to play football at University of Georgia mm-hmm. in 2012, 2015, and then able to sign with the Atlanta Falcons for a year. So it's just... being able to, one, just to stay in Georgia my whole football career, I thought that was something special. But those memories, you know, as a kid, just being able to, you know, waking up on Saturdays and watching the Georgia Bulldogs and, you know, imagining being in the Hedges and then, you know, doing the same thing on Sunday or watching the Falcons back then in the Georgia Dome, it's something special. And it's awesome that I was able to share that experience, and now I think it's even better that I'm able to give kids who have that same goal, same aspiration, like, it can be done no matter what. If you work hard enough, it can be done. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the biggest thing that I take away from, like, yes, the memory was great, but being able to share that experience with other kids who want the same thing, I think that's important. They can hear, like, it can be done, and it doesn't matter. Who tells you that you can't? It can be done no matter what.
Yeah. And then shifting more towards, like, concrete now, like, what are you most excited for being in your new role?
Most excited for? I think the thing I'm most excited for is to see the growth in players. You know, I tell my guys, I don't coach football. I coach life through football. Mm-hmm. So I try to tell them that the stuff that we go through, practice, games, and all that, it's all going to be relatable in life down the road, because everybody's not going to be a football player. Mm-hmm. Like, some people are going to be firemen. Some people are going to be teachers. You're going to do all, it's so many different things in the world that people want to accomplish. But I always tell them that you can use these memories and experiences to get you through wherever you're trying to get to. So I think the thing I'm most excited about is just watching the kids grow from week zero to all the way to however long our season ends and goes, and just to see, you know, not just the physical growth, but the mental growth. I think that's important, you know, because we have a bunch of seniors who are next year going to go into the real world. Yeah. Either, you know, at a college playing college football or something, or they're going to college to be a student, or they're going to the workforce. So I think that's probably what I'm most excited about, just to see the growth mentally, physically, and emotionally. Just people just turning into great citizens and being able to help the world however they want to help the world in their own way. I think that's what I'm most excited about.
Yeah. And does it remind you of yourself as a player?
For sure. I once heard, we get into coaching because we can't play anymore. I think that's so true. I miss playing high school football. It's different. I miss the Friday night lights. So I think being able to be a coach on those Friday night lights, it kind of, you know, it helps me scratch that itch of playing. It's kind of like I'm playing through those guys. So it's awesome. I think I wouldn't trade it for anything. Yeah. Wouldn't trade it for anything. It's an experience of a lifetime, and I can't wait to more Fridays. I'm ready for the regular season to kick off.
Yeah. What do you anticipate being sort of the biggest challenge for you in your new role?
I think the biggest challenge will probably just for the guys to understand the vision that I have for the defense. You know, I think it's always a challenge to get somebody else to look through your lens. So being able to communicate in a way that they understand what I'm trying to get to and the goals that I'm trying to set, and understand why we do certain things. You know, it always might not be the most fun practice. Yeah. It might not be that fun practice today. It might just be one of those long days that you just got to grind it out. But I want them to understand that it pays off in the long run. So I think just being able to get their mind shifted into the bigger picture, not just individual day, but down the road. And, you know, that's hard for a high school student, you know, because we always live in the moment. And, of course, you got to live in the moment because that's where your feet are at. But you always got to sometimes just look and see what's down the road just so you can get prepared. So I think just teaching them that right now will be the biggest obstacle. But they really challenged me as a coach. They really been trying to do their best and look through my lens. And I told them I might be one of their hardest coaches, but they always come back for more, and they always ask the right questions. So I know we're on the right track to get there, and I like the progress that we have been making throughout May through August. It has been a steady journey, and we've just been putting one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. Would you say like the sort of promotion has like changed your perspective on coaching or not really?
I wouldn't say it changed my perspective of coaching, but I have taken a different approach of how I do certain things. You know, it's a difference when being a defensive coordinator. You get to bounce around in all different spots. So, you know, past 2 years I've just been with the D line, and you know, you got to coach the D line different than you got to coach linebackers, and you got to coach secondary. So being able to flip the page, or look, this is the D line, so I know I gotta coach them this way.
Yeah.
And then when I bounce to another group, okay, now this is linebackers. Yeah. All right, now I gotta coach them this way. And then when you go to another group, it's like, you know, so you're trying to put on different hats, you know, in the span of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think that's the way that has changed for me, was just being able to switch in and out of those different character coaches, so those guys understand the message that I'm trying to get across. And, you know, the most, I guess, challenging part about that, it can get tiring, for sure. Yeah. But at the end goal, you know, they're sacrificing and the culture's a sacrifice. So it's all a sacrifice to get to the ultimate goal.
Yeah. Yeah. What about I'm just curious, how did your experience as like an educator for a couple of years sort of impact your coaching?
So I would say as an educator, it probably impacted my coaching the most, just because of I kind of take the same way I teach now as coaching. Mm-hmm. I always ask, are there any questions? Do we have any concerns? Mm-hmm. I never used to ask that until I became a teacher, just because I always think when you're coaching football, it's like they know it. Yeah. They know it. They don't have any questions. Yeah. They already know. They signed up for this. It's not like a class. It's not like Algebra 1 or anything like that. Like, they actually want to be out here today. But it's just like anything else. You got to study. Yeah. You know, you got to be a student of the game, and that's something that we try to tell them. So with me trying to tell them to be a student of the game, I got to be a teacher of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to make sure that they see it in all three different ways. They see it visually. They actually walk through it. They hear it verbally. So, you know, the same way teachers try to get curriculum across students, the same way we try to get strategies and schemes across to our players. It's just X's and O's instead of numbers or words and stuff like that. Yeah. So so I try to take the same format that mm-hmm. I teach with, and I just try to bring it outside the football and you know, let that be my classroom.
Yeah. In terms of, you've talked a little bit about this, but like developing relationships with players, how have you done that in your new role?
So that is something I did all summer. Picking up kids, taking them home, mm-hmm. Just having a conversation with them. Now that, you know, being defensive coordinator, you got to have everybody's number. So mm-hmm. guys are texting, you know, guys asking questions and stuff like that. So being able to just make those personal connections, yeah. you know, just asking, how are you doing today? Mm-hmm. I think that was my step one, just asking kids how they're doing today, making sure you know their name.
Yeah.
You, like, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's really has helped me out, just because like, every morning I'm greeting them, good morning. Mm-hmm. Like, every workout, like, when they come in, it's the same thing, good morning. Good day yesterday, bad day yesterday, doesn't matter. I'm always going to greet them with a good mm-hmm. morning. And that's just something I thought was important. Just something that we care, you know, yeah. something that I care. No matter whatever the outcome yeah. was, I'm the same. So I think that's important with building relationships. So he's not wishy-washy. Yeah. He's the same guy, 25-8. So that's one thing I think really helped me build a relationship, is because – they knew who I was day in and day out. They knew, hey, he coaches me very hard. But once we got there, he going to ask me, how do you have a ride? Do you yeah. need a ride? Like, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. So I think that really helped me. And I think that brought us as a defense closer mm-hmm. and as a team. Because at the end of the day, it's Clark Central.
Yeah.
It's not Clark Central defense. First Clark Central's offense is yeah. it's Clark Central. So at the end of the day, I think it brought us together at Clark
yeah.
Central.
Yeah. And do you like use your experience as a player when you're sort of
I do. I do, just because I try to, just like I try to tell them to look through my lens, I try to look through their lens. I try to remember, did I understand this concept when I was back in 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade? And, you know, I try to think like, okay, is there an easier way for me to explain this stuff? So I always try to use my experience, especially it's more easier for the defensive linemen, because that's what I played
yeah.
Throughout my whole career. But I definitely use personal experiences to, you know, to make sure like, okay, am I actually being a player coach? Am I being the coach that they mm-hmm. need me to be?
Yeah.
And not just to, you know, the model coach they think everybody's supposed yeah. to be. You know, you got to coach different players different ways. So I always try to use my experience as a player, you know, and as a young coach, what do I need to do different? Do I need to change up something? Do I need to? It's always yeah. something we got to do differently. So I definitely use player experience as something as a resource when I'm coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. And sort of like last idea before we, but like, what about, like, you said that quote, you coach because you can't play anymore. How do you like apply that to your personality or coaching or relationships or what?
I use it. So just like how I used to, do like extra running and stuff like that, after practice, I use that same format. Just, it was coaching. So I always try to find some competition. Mm-hmm. I'm competing against that offensive coordinator. This defensive coordinator is going against that offensive coordinator. So I'm always thinking like, am I getting outworked? Are they outworking me? Do I need to watch more film? So I just try to use that same mindset, that same ambition that I had as a player, to keep me motivated. Cause one thing I always like, being motivated, that's good, but motivation is gonna run out some. So you gotta start being consistent. So once motivation goes away, you gotta be consistent. So that's something I always tell myself, even when, you know, we had a long practice and we don't leave to 7:30 of like, okay, did I do everything to win the day? Mm-hmm. If I don't feel like that, I might go look at, like, can I tweak something in the playbook? Do I need to go look at some film? Mm-hmm. Well, I just felt like we won today. Cool. I'm satisfied. Cause I know, you know, it's always stuff you can get better on, but I always know you're not going to be, it's only 24 hours in a day. So I'm not going to stress myself out, but I always want to make sure I compete with myself, mm-hmm. competing, with the opponent for sure.
Yeah. And does this sort of come back to the idea of like you missing playing the game?
For sure. I tell anybody, coaching, high school, anything, you do it because of passion. You don't do it because of the money. You don't do it because you're going to work long hours. You're going to have to pick up kids. You're going to have to do all that stuff. You're going to have to do, you know, pick up the jersey, clean the locker room. That's all part of it. But you do it because you love it and you love the sport and you love those kids. You don't do it because of the extra stuff, you know. So, of course, it's because of the love of the game, the love of these students, love the community, for sure. This is why we do it.
Yeah. And then sort of shifting to more like a concrete thing, but like moving to like the next game against Cedar, what are you looking forward to about that?
My biggest thing, you know, this is going on my third season, is to make sure we keep emotions in check. You know, this is the high school game of Athens, you know, the Class City Class. So, it's a big thing. You know, when I first got here, I didn't understand how big it was. Mm-hmm. But as the years went on, I realized how big of a game this is. Mm-hmm. For this, not just for the schools, but for the community. So making sure we keep emotions in line, that's the biggest thing. And then just making sure we are trained to do what we've been trying to do. Mm-hmm. So when we get adversity, when things are going bad, when things are going wrong, we got to continue to do what we've been trying to do. And if we do that, we're going to be fine. Yeah. You know, I think this is a great season opener for a tough schedule that we have. But we wouldn't want it any other way. We want the tough teams. We want the teams that are going to bring their whole city. Mm-hmm. We want those big games. Because that's what we're for. We know no pressure, no diamonds. So that's what we're trying to achieve this year is to get those diamonds in that state championship ring. Yeah, for sure.
And last thing, can you tell me a little bit about your goals, but also the team's goals?
For sure. My goal is one, we want to be double digit wins. Mm-hmm. You know, I always think if a team can get double digit wins, that says something about mm-hmm. that program. So that's always the main goal is double digit wins. We want to win the region. We got a tough region. We play some big time teams, Jefferson, mm-hmm. Eastside, Loganville, you know. We play some tough teams that are going to be ready to play. So we want to make sure we want to win the region. And we want to be perfect at home. Mm-hmm. We want to protect our turf. That's one thing that Clark Central has always done well every year was they protected our turf. So that's something we want to continue to do is be great at home. And then when we go on the road, we want to make sure that our guys are battle ready. We go into some big places. We play at Jefferson, you know. So we're gonna go into some crowds that are gonna be, you know, very loud, intense, you know. So just making sure that we're ready to play those big games. Mm-hmm. I think that's that'll be our last goal when we're on the road. Making sure we can stay focused. Making sure we can execute on the road. We do that, we're gonna be fine. We seen a lot of good stuff last week in North Dakota, which was a great team. Mm-hmm. Gonna be another playoff team. So being able to scrimmage that type of team and to show what we show, and then come into this season and start, you know, the first five games with some heavy hitters.
Yeah.
It is, you know, it's lined up how we want to do. So we just keep working day in and day out, and we get better than we were yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm excited for the season. I know our players are excited for the season. I know the coaches are excited for the season. We hope the community is excited for the season. And we just want to keep bringing that tradition back to Clark Central for sure.
Yeah, yeah. The last question I had was, for the Cedar Central game, I was going to do like a fan spotlight. Like, okay. Is there anybody you know of in the community that's like, maybe who's not even involved with the team, doesn't have like a kid on the team, but is there anybody you know that's like so passionate about Clark Central football?
You know what? I actually do. No, you're fine. It is a lady named Gail Fly. I met Miss Fly at my old school, East Jackson. That's in Jackson County, so it's like a county over.
Yeah.
And she has followed me and Clark Central football ever since I got here. Mm-hmm. And last year, she actually made a donation to athletics, which I thought was just amazing. And she's just somebody who always, before a game, send me a text out the blue and just to tell how much she appreciates me and, you know, just to always do it for the kids. So just, if it was anybody, she's the first person that comes to mind just because of how genuine she is. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have anybody in the program. Mm-hmm. She just loves Clark Central. She loves the kids. She loves students. That would be my my nomination for sure.
Yeah. If I sent you an email, could you send me like your contact info?
Of course. Of course. Thank you so much.
Of course. I think that's all I got.
Perfect, man. Thank you.